There's been a lot of discussion about turning lights on Yom Tov and the use of electricity on Yom Tov. So I wanted to clarify from the Sharei Oraz Svarta Kalacha of the week. I wanted to share with you a tshuva from Rav Adi Yosef in Yechavadat, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Bet. And here Rav Adi Yosef makes it absolutely clear that we're not supposed to be turning on electricity on Yom Tov. And the reason goes back to the famous Mishnah Masechet Beitzah that tells us that we don't turn on the lights. It actually doesn't say turn on lights, but you don't create fire on Yom Tov. And the question is why? After all, if on Yom Tov you're allowed to do melacha for the sake of ochel nefesh, for cooking, personal needs are permitted on Yom Tov. So if you can do these melachot like bishul, havara, you can pass a fire. You just can't start a fire. So why should turning on a fire be asur on Yom Tov? So already the Gemara explains that it's asumid rabbanan because it's molid, because you're creating something new. Rashi explains when you're molid, it's like you're creating something new, and it's similar to doing a new malacha, and therefore the rabbanan said it's asur, and the Rambam also presents this, and this is the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So based on this, when you turn on an electric light, you are creating light. You're not just passing light. You are actually creating light. And this is the way that the overwhelming majority of Rabbanim have ruled, and this is the accepted practice throughout the Jewish people today. However, there is a minority opinion, especially from the early 20th century Rabbanim. So about 100 years ago, there were a few Rabbanim that felt that it was actually mutar to turn on electric lights on Yom Tov. These include the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and those for two reasons. They thought you're just passing fire, not turning on the fire, and the reason is because they thought that the electric flow actually is the cause of the fire. So there are electrons in the filament, so you're just creating a path for the electrons to flow when you close the circuit. Now that's the opinion that says you're just passing fire when you turn on electric light. However, many rabbanim say, well, that's not the way electricity works. The way electricity works is the resistance in the wire to the electron flow that causes the fire. So that's clearly what you're doing is you are creating fire. You are not just passing. You're not just passing an existing flame. Havarat esh, it is molid esh. You're creating esh, and therefore that's become the accepted practice. Now, there are those that wanted to say it's gerama. That's only indirect. And the Isur Malacha is to do Malacha on Shabbat and Yom Tov, not Gerama. And therefore, should Yom Tov, if it's Gerama, if it's indirect, it should actually be okay. However, Rav Adi quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski and Rav Zalman Meltzer, the greatest of the great, great poskim. They all point out, no, it's not Gerama. Gerama means indirect. But when something, that's a normal way of doing something, that's considered to be direct. That's very Gemara Baba Kama on Sama Chaman Aleph, which says straight out that the Malacha of Zoreh, Zoreh is winnowing, where you throw up grain to the fire and the wind moves away the chaff. Now that sounds like it is indirect. You have a Koch Acher Mu'rav Bo, you have another element that's involved, that is the wind. It's not just you doing the Malacha, you're throwing it up and the wind does the Malacha. But once it is Darkosh, once this is the normal way of performing the malacha, then this is not considered to be grama. So too, turning on electric light, that's a normal way now of making a light, and that's hardly considered to be grama. Indirect, it's not an unusual way of doing the malacha on Shabbat. And therefore, it's considered to be direct, not indirect, and it's considered to be creating a light, not passing a light. Now, it's interesting that Rav Avadja concludes that even though he knows that there are certain communities, and he's referring to Moroccan communities, that used to have a minhag of turning on electric lights on Yom Tov, he says that that we should not. A very interesting language. He says, "Ein limchot b'hem b'chozka." He says you should not protest strongly. Interesting. He says because they have their rabbanim who have supported this. But he says, just quoting very interesting language, Nachon mod la'azbir lehem b'lashon raka. It is very proper to explain to them softly, in a nice, sweet way. That is not the proper way to go. That we should follow the overwhelming consensus of Rabbanim that turning on electric light is considered to be malacha on Shabbat and even Yom Tov. And even Rav Masas, who actually said this was the minhag in Morocco once he came to Israel, he no longer followed that practice. And it seems pretty clear from Rabbi Lebhar's writing, he doesn't even quote this Moroccan minhag, this was something from the past, and it's no longer practiced in the Moroccan community. That's what it seems pretty clear to me from his writings and from my sense. And therefore, and to get to the controversial issue, even though you have the Rabbanim from the Moroccan community who have come out saying that this Yom Tov, we could use a Seder by Zoom on the Yom Tov, I would counsel against that. Chacham Yitzchak has not come in favor of it. Rav Amar, who is Moroccan, has not come out in favor of it. And even though there are some quite prominent Rabbanim that are in favor of it, just the top, like Chacham Yitzchak, Yosef, and Rav Amar, have not come out in favor of it. And therefore, I think we're going to follow Rav Avadja and say that, to say in this case, Nachon mod lasbir b'lashon raka, the right thing is to say in a soft language that this is not the way to go. And even though it's under difficult circumstances, we shouldn't rely on this opinion, which is really not the one that is followed. And even today, even in these difficult circumstances, it should not be followed as well. Which everyone should shavua tov, in all senses of the word, should be with many, many brachot.